to be missing. Sing it, swing it,
any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city.
Welcome to Joke Workshop. It's 6 o'clock. It's Monday night. We're here at MutinyRadio.fm. Bunch of comedians here to try out their new jokes in front of a panel of their comedian peers and get comments. And right here at MutinyRadio.fm, special consideration and thought goes out tonight to our rich man on the scene, David Roth. Everybody clap it up for him.
He's the best piano by far.
He donated to Mutiny Radio, and he wouldn't even take any pot treats. But I have those if anybody likes to get high. All right, I like to get high. We're going to get high right now with our first comedian of the night. If you have note paper, take it out. If you want to be a good panel member, pay great attention to all of our comedians here. We're going to do four-minute sets. At 3 minutes, when you hear this, that means you have a minute left. So don't feel like you have to wrap it up right away, because you have a whole minute. Remember, too, when you're giving suggestions and panel help, that if you're going to feed someone a shit sandwich, at least make the bread taste good. So we're going to be kind to each other, even if people suck balls. Here we go with our first comedian, funny young man. Put your hands together for Arjun Banerjee. Banerjee. I swear I'm going to figure it out one time. Turn it on. Yeah.
First name, it's accurate. Banerjee. So the N comes before the E. Anyways, the ER comes before the J. That's just the thing to remember. Anyways, I feel like the weirder on a white person, the weirder the hair, like the more white guilt they feel. Like you're a woman of hair color. I thought of that a while ago. Anyways, no, but I feel like, you know, most people, like, they have, like, they'll have just straight, if they have, like, straight white or, I mean, straight brown or, like, blonde hair, they'll be like, why should I feel guilty about something that happened 200 years ago? And if they have, like, short hair, they're like, man, white people should feel terrible. And if they got, like, half of their head shaved and it's short and it's, like, dyed some ridiculous color, then they're like, man, I should pay reparations. Okay, well, we'll go with the beginning. Anyways, where was I? Manufacturing jobs are never coming back to the United States. And here's why. In America, when you get a manufacturing job, you get to stop living on welfare, which, you know, isn't great, and you get to move in maybe to a house with your family, and they get a backyard. In, like, India, if you get a manufacturing job, you get to shit in a toilet. You go from shitting outside into a toilet. For us, shitting is super, like, a simple thing. You know what we do? We go to a toilet which just exists everywhere. You sit, you poop, and you flush, and you're done. And then you have to dig a hole in the ground. Then you get to shit in it. Then you just wait till it fills up, and it's near your house. And when it rains, you know what your entire place smells like? Your own shit and urine. India smells terrible. All Indian immigrants, when they come here, the first thing they're like, man, you know what's amazing? Not just always smelling other people's shit. Okay? You think you can compete with that kind of motivation? You fucking...